Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
I'm Sophia.
And I'm Zoe.
My name is Jay McCarroll. Also, we have Matt Johnson here.
We're Hello, Zoe. Of the band.
Wow.
Hello, Sophia.
And this is JustChips.com.
Chips. Potato chips. Chips. I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips.
This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time
that we've been alive. JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
So do you guys know anything about the show?
I know you like chips. I really love chips. I think I maybe love chips more than you.
You know, there are certain chips that I like so much that we might even out.
But yeah, maybe, but I have a chip addiction. Yeah. Like, my father got me really into chips just by watching him eat chips. He would make his own chip dip out of Velveeta cheese and a bunch of other bizarre ingredients ever since I was a young boy. Yeah. That was more or less my introduction to chips. I didn't even really know that you could eat chips without that dip until I was maybe 7 or 8 years old.
You okay. Just mixed introduction with addiction into a new word, introduction.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah. No, chips are king for me.
That's a great segue, which we love on this show, to introduce our theme, which is finger foods and parlor games.
Okay.
And conspiracy theories.
And naturally also conspiracy theories.
No doubt. I see the connection.
Right, yeah. We know when we first met you told us like a first date story about chips also, which I would
Jess,
love.
I was with Jay at that time, but I don't know, Jay, if you remember the one time we went to the dance cave, one of the many times when we were kids, and I had met some girl who lived way, way out east in, I want to say, Pickering or further, maybe even Ajax, and I said, oh, I'm going to go on a date with this girl, and I was going to drive all the way out to see her. Is this ringing a bell at all with you?
Well, Matt, you've had so many dates with girls from Pickering and Ajax. And no, I don't know.
Well,
keep telling us.
So we set up a date, and I was going to go see her in Pickering. This is not something I would do normally. Like, this was very out of my comfort zone to be like, oh, I'm driving out to see this girl I've never really met. On the way there, I thought, oh, I'll stop in this convenience store and buy 2 bags of chips because if the date goes bad, and I'll leave them in the car, because if the date goes badly, at the very least, I'll have these great bags of chips. And I'm a real sucker for novelty flavors.
Yep.
So it was like when President's Choice was doing like the barbecue ribs flavored chips. And I think another
World
one
of flavors.
Was like maybe buffalo with blue cheese on the chips, like both of them. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get them and we'll just see what happens. And I put them in the car in the back seat and I went on this date. The date was awful, and then I dropped her off, and I was like, man, did that ever get bad fast? And then on the drive home, I thought, wait a minute, I've got those chips.
Yeah.
And then I reached back, and I swear to God, I was like tears in my eyes with joy as I ate these chips. I was like, well, this is one of the few times I'd planned for something to go wrong. It did go wrong, and I got paid off.
Well, here's a
Planning
little
ahead.
Micro conspiracy theory. Do you think that it was botched because you had set that up?
I don't know. I don't think that my desire to eat the chips would have made me be like, oh yeah, so I gotta nosedive this date. Also, I could have eaten the chips with her.
Also, the way you eat chips,
it's pretty messy.
That's true.
Yeah, like, I'm talking, his fingers are wet down to the second knuckle from him licking them dry and then going right back into the bag.
Oh,
I'm
God.
I'm pretty fearless. As I said...
Fearless?
I love chips. Well, you think... The implication is that I should be afraid to make a bad impression by how I eat chips. And I am absolutely fearless in showing how much I love chips, that I'm willing to look like a non-housebroken buffoon.
So you're a hero, really?
No. A hero for chip eaters, maybe, but not to the general public. Mm. But I don't mind that. You know, it's funny. It's Jay and I also have an interesting chip connection with our show. Jay and I were both really into, as teenagers, the movie Fight Club. We thought that movie was so funny. And there's an unbelievable chip-eating scene in that film. Edward Norton calls Tyler Durden for the first time, and he catches him while he's in the middle of eating a bag of chips. So you don't see Brad Pitt, but you hear him eating the crunchiest chips mm-hmm. over the phone, and both Jay and I thought that was so funny. And I don't know if this happened subconsciously, definitely not by design, but in the pilot of Nirvana the Band the Show, I am eating chips while Jay and I are having a relatively intense conversation. I reach into a bag of chips and start eating them and crunching them in the same way.
Yeah, we think it's funny to have a character just arbitrarily eating chips and just slowing down the action.
It's so rude
to the audience.
It's one of the few foods you can't eat and talk at the same time.
I know. No, you shouldn't. We're about to prove that wrong, though.
Yeah, well, but it interferes with the audibility of what you're saying so mm-hmm. much more so than if you're eating a sandwich, you can talk through a soft sandwich. You can talk through even like soups and things. But chips are so loud.
You can't mute it. So we're going to call our friend Amy.
Amy. She's in Boston. So if you have any Boston-related questions.
I used to live in Boston.
Oh, really?
You lived there for years. That's awesome. So you guys are really in it to win.
Hello?
Amy.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm great. I just had a shower.
Oh, lovely. Nice. We always ask our callers to be fresh and clean.
I thought we were going to sit on video, so...
Oh, yeah. Right. Really yeah. Budget wouldn't allow. So what's for dinner tonight?
Actually, chicken. I got two tender boneless breasts.
You or the chicken?
We're also sitting here with our two guests, Matt and Jay.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Amy.
And I don't know if you know Amy, but our theme of tonight is parlor games and finger foods and conspiracy theories.
Oh, no. What was the... Oh, conspiracy theories. Okay.
Yeah. And we want to know if you have a favorite conspiracy theory.
I do. And it's that Elliot Smith died of natural causes.
Oh.
Okay.
Damn.
Mm. It's not really a conspiracy theory. It's more like an urban myth, but...
No, that's under the same umbrella.
I don't take it really personally. Please. Yeah, he just had like a really nice, peaceful death in his bed.
Yeah, that's like a that's a really
well, it's
nice,
definitely
gentle
a difference between that and the poetic, crazy, violent death that if anyone is listening and they don't know how he died in the mainstream media, is that he drove a knife through his heart.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was trying to remember. Okay.
I like that you specified that it was in the mainstream media.
Do you have a favorite finger food on the topic of death?
No, my favorite finger food has got to be... I feel like it's just a trade-off because the ones that are the best are really the messiest, you know?
Mm, okay.
Like I want to say wings, but you got to hose down after, you know?
Depending on your technique.
And depending on the wing sauce.
The wing sauce?
Yeah. What are you doing tonight, Amy, in Boston?
Oh, wow. It's a bumping night here. Like I said, I showered. And that was a huge activity for me. I'm going to make chicken. So what were the other conspiracy theories that were tabled? Is anyone here...
Where
does everyone stand on 9/11?
Sorry?
She said, what's everybody's stance on 9/11?
Oh, man. It is a conspiracy theory.
Mm. Popular one.
Right. A popular one.
We have some friends that subscribe to the inside job.
Hardcore. Yeah. In fact, I made a movie about a conspiracy about the moon landing. And without fail, I was asked if my next movie would be about the 9/11 conspiracy.
Oh, really?
All the time. So all the time.
Did you get a lot of people who were really interested in the film simply because it was about conspiracy theories?
When I was going to festivals, most of the people who really stuck around and wanted to talk to me, like anybody 55 and older who was really, really into the film, was almost exclusively because they wanted to talk about the conspiracy theory because they had their own ideas. Every single screening I did, especially in the States, were obsessive conspiracy theorists. People who would admit crazy things to me. People who told me that they had built the rockets and never got the credit. People who told me that they had the plans for, like, other countries to have built them. Like, I've heard every version of a personal connection to the moon landing being faked that I imagine anybody could have. There's always some, like, 50, 60, 70-year-old guy. It's always a guy who believes that he knows somebody who was a part of the actual faking of it. Always.
Was anyone convincing?
No, because because as soon as you start talking about what actually happened, their story falls apart very quickly. I was never convinced by somebody, but they were convinced that I believed that the moon landing was faked. So, which is why they felt I was a safe person to talk about.
Okay.
To talk to.
I can understand why people are into conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. All the secret societies and the weird clubs.
The reptile people. Yeah. Amy, we finally want to ask you if you want to ask us a question about chips.
Yes. I have a question about stamina-related things with chips.
Okay.
Ooh. I find that, especially with the stronger flavors, I get like almost like canker sores if I eat too many, but you want to eat a lot of chips in one sitting. Is there something, like the equivalent of like having milk and spicy food, like what can I do to like last longer in the chip bag?
Right.
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well we're gonna try and answer that for you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Have a great chicken dinner.
Yeah, enjoy.
Bye.
Enjoy your tender chicken breast.
Two of them.
Thank you
so
much.
Bye.
So when did you guys meet?
Grade 9. Okay. I was in grade 9. He was in grade 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. A different year.
Mm-hmm.
That was different high
schools. Oh, we're a different year too.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. And we went to different high schools.
You're right.
Wow.
Except we met while we were going to different high schools.
Okay.
I was dating a girl who had said, "Oh, there's this real music genius who goes to my school that everybody talks about, named Jay McCarroll, and I want to introduce you to him sometime." And in Mississauga, most young people, especially at that age, the only thing you could really do when you went out was go to the movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I was going to the movies constantly, and then one time Jay was at the same movie as, and I don't know why, but for whatever reason after that we just kind of became fast friends. It was one of those weird friendships where Jay and I were friends, but he didn't know any of my friends, I didn't know any of his friends.
Wow.
So we had nothing in common from a like a social strata point of view, like literally nothing. Mm-hmm.
Exact same sense of humor from day one,
and that's really all it takes.
And so we stayed buddies.
Yeah.
Chef Maya.
We prepared a little game, a little parlor game, if you will, about conspiracy theories.
Which, first of all, do you guys have favorite ones? Like, I know you made a movie about one, but is that your favorite conspiracy theory? Or do you have thoughts about conspiracy theories in general?
The moon landing conspiracy was definitely my favorite story. And I made that movie about it because I thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I love hearing about conspiracy theories. And I think one of the reasons why they're so popular in the United States, whenever there's something that is complicated or involves some type of procedure, especially government procedure, it's very difficult for the general masses or for newspapers even to write about it.
Mm-hmm.
Something like the actual process of getting to the moon is unbelievably boring. Like the steps that the scientists needed to take day after day to really do that is not really transmissible. Like I can't tell you that story, but I can very easily tell you a story about three guys faking it in a studio, and you'll understand that. And not only that, you'll understand the process, but you'll also understand the conviction behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, oh, there's a lie? Oh, there's people tricking one another? Like, those prey on our natural human emotions for drama.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, typically, what happens in the world is relatively drama-free at a policy level.
Right.
Which is why I think most conspiracy theories always get connected to government. Because what the government does is normally very normal and boring and procedural, and it's budgets, and it's like, it's so much easier to be like, oh, it's a conspiracy, it's being run by these people, and really their goal is this thing, and it's going to kill you, and they're poisoning you with
more
fluoride.
Sensational. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which just feeds into the human need for story, which I actually think is really cool.
Yeah.
And if people could just be like, oh, this is actually my addiction to story that's making me believe that the fluoride is killing me, or that vaccines are out to, you know, give the entire population autism intentionally.
Right.
If they could see that, then it would be a lot easier to cut through the noise that people make about these things. I brought this up when I was at NASA with, like, real, like, the hardcore NASA scientists, because obviously I know nothing. And they really put it into perspective for me in a really great way that I've been telling people ever since in terms of UFOs. And it really gets broken down quite simply by them. And it's like this. So NASA is unbelievably underfunded. They need money so badly. they had tons of money during the lunar program, and then their budgets were cut year over year, and now they have basically nothing. In the 1990s, when there was some type of UFO scare, I'm too young to really remember it, but people were talking about UFOs in the 90s. And all of a sudden, people were talking about, oh, wow, was there a UFO sighting? NASA's budget was increased by, like, a huge amount of money just because of the rumor that maybe people had seen UFOs. And so the idea that NASA would in any way participate with the clouding or hiding of data that points to extraterrestrial life is insane, because their budgets are directly linked to proving there are aliens.
Right.
If they found any data at all that supported the idea that there was an alien transmission, an alien abduction, they'd be like, everybody, we need money.
Yeah.
There are aliens here. Please. Like, I feel quite confident in thinking that just the economics of it points to the fact that there has never been any contact that has been recorded with aliens at all.
From a music standpoint, what do you think about the fact that, I don't know who it was, but somebody put a Wyclef Jean song, I think, into the atmosphere? Was it? Who was it?
Oh.
And that's like the one song that has been transmitted to aliens, if there are.
Right. I don't know.
I think there's more than just that. I think that that's been going on for a while. People have been sending...
Probes have a lot of like classical
really?
Music
okay.
as well.
Okay.
And, I think the going idea was that because music is so connected to mathematics, they put classical music like Mozart and shit inside those probes that they would just send out like way
far
away.
I know some people, too, that were able to sort of win a spot into like a capsule, and they put like... their music in there.
No way.
Oh, whoa.
So just floating around in space.
Yeah. They put an episode of Nirvana the Band in there.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
They're
for
like,
aliens
to
check out.
To
land
on laser disc.
Let's get into our game.
Let's get into it. Do you guys know
it's
the
our
game
first parlor game?
Taboo, yeah, of course.
Okay. So we made our own Taboo cards.
Great.
You're
not allowed certain things you just can't say, but we're trying to get one another.
Right.
Oh, got it.
I'll start.
Okay, so
don't let Matt see that.
Okay.
You have a minute.
Okay, so is it Jay and I are working together, right?
Yeah, you're working together. You're a team.
And I'm going to start timing you.
Okay, so you think about it, and you just can't say those words, but you're trying to get me to say the big thing, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Can I look at him? Can he gesture?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Although, right.
I mean,
don't gesture
words,
too much.
Words are preference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay, right. Go.
You're going to get this.
Okay, sure.
Happy New
Year.
But the scary one. Go back.
Y2K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got
okay.
it.
Oh, amazing. Nice. Okay.
For a loop.
My mother was slightly afraid of Y2K.
So
oh, really?
My,
oh, my God.
My mom stocked up.
Yeah.
I
think
I
we still have
Y2K.
Water in the basement.
Yeah. My parents just bought one, like, jar of water, and they were like, that's what we're going to deal with if that happens. That's how we're going to survive. Like,
dude,
that'll be fine.
Imagine if the rubber hit the road on that one.
Yeah.
like,
oh,
mom,
shit.
We're going to die. I like Taboo.
Some of them, I mean, this
I've
is
just
kind
realized,
of...
just so you know, these are all conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Go. Okay.
This is not, no, this is not even guessable. And I can't even say that word. Okay.
I'm timing you. You're going. You're,
okay,
you're on.
Okay, ready? Okay.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Neo?
Yeah, but...
Keanu?
Yeah, but it's the idea that this person cannot die. If this person couldn't die, what would the conspiracy theory be?
That he's mortal?
There you go.
How seriously? Did you?
That was beautiful.
That was
really
wow.
Well done.
Your guys'
is that
is...
a conspiracy theory?
It is.
Oh my God,
immortal?
No, wait. You need to see this right now. There's this musician who looks exactly like Keanu Reeves.
From the, like, 1800s.
Well, I got news for you guys that's going to break this all apart and involves Ottawa.
Oh God. Oh God.
My grandmother, Asta Arnett, was Keanu Reeves's guidance counselor in high school. I can tell you for sure
she's in on
he
it.
Has an
that
age
that he has age.
Oh my
he
God.
Does
also,
look pretty good
like
though
there's...
I think he's 50.
Yeah,
oh, he
looks amazing.
He looks amazing. You should tell the Keanu story.
Yeah, I know all the details.
Okay,
but
yeah,
correct me on any parts, but
I will.
Our friend Elliot, his friends were in a band and they were playing, I think, what was it, like the
rap
finale
party,
like a rap party for
movie.
That Keanu Reeves was in or had a friend in, who cares?
Yeah.
He was at the party and their roommate was a really huge Keanu Reeves fan. And they were like, hey, it would be so cool if you could just come by our house and say hi. Could we, like, call him or something?
And,
like,
and he did it.
That's
even
not the
better.
Story.
Oh.
That's
oh.
not where it ends. Of course he did it. He's such a nice guy.
And he's amazing.
And he's amazing. So they're loading up the gear into their van and they're going home. And Keanu Reeves, before they set off, because it's like a 15-minute drive or something, he's like, hey, you know what would be, like, really funny is if I just got into the trunk of the car And when we get to the house, you can just get your friend to come down and open it and be like, come help us unload the gear. When he opens it, I'll be like, hey, that would be so funny. Wow. And they're like, that's a really good idea. Yes, we'll do that. And
pretty laid back, too. Put me in the trunk of the car. Kidnap me.
So they go, they do that, obviously, because I think you would definitely take that opportunity if you had it presented to you. They drive over, and they call their friend, and they're like, come down and help us unload our gear. And he's like, no. And they kind of, like, takes a little coaxing. And finally, he comes downstairs. He opens the trunk of the car, and his friends are all watching his face. All the blood just drains from his face, and he just looks totally crestfallen.
Terrified.
He's terrified.
Because Keanu's dead.
Because
they
Keanu
thought Keanu was dead.
He's dead because he passed out in the back of the car because
of the, like, of gasoline fumes. Yeah.
And then that's not even the best part of the story. The best part of the story is that when he came to, he just goes, huh. That was probably pretty funny for you.
And then just, like, goes back to his party.
That's amazing.
Pretty mellow guy.
Yeah.
That's pretty wicked. That's pretty wicked.
Yeah, do another
one. Yeah. Okay, next one.
I'm liking these are great conversation starters.
Okay, go.
Okay, this is across the ocean sort of thing.
Okay, so like Africa?
No.
Europe?
I'll go a little higher than that.
A little higher?
Oh, wait, no. Italy, yeah, Italy. A little higher than the second one.
A little higher than Europe is Russia.
But then over a little more. Go west.
West of Russia? Are you talking about all these? But that's still Europe. Like you're talking
about... Yeah, go west.
Yeah, my
what's on top of that?
What's on top of Russia?
No.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
No.
What's... Oh, I can see Europe.
You got 20 seconds on the clock.
Okay, what's west of Europe? Or what's in the...
Nothing.
What's
Wales.
In the western... Okay, yeah.
England.
Think there, go a little more north. Just a little...
Ireland. More. Scotland.
There we go.
Okay, yeah.
Think, what's in the...
They want a referendum. They want to separate?
No, what's in the water there?
Oh, the Loch Ness Monster. Yeah.
Very good. Oh my god, with three seconds left on the clock.
Great.
Yeah, oh, good one. Okay.
Good. Okay, go.
This is a shape.
Yeah.
What's a three?
A triangle.
Yeah.
Pink triangle?
Yeah, the big conspiracy theory of
the Illuminati
triangle.
Well, the pink triangle is that the Nazis were gay.
Oh. Right.
But to go along with that word a little bit and think conspiracy theory, you don't want to go in it. You definitely don't want to go in this one.
What the triangle,
yeah.
Like, I feel like the triangle...
Tropical.
Oh, yeah, it's the... What? Yeah, the planes crash into it. What's the fuck that thing is called? It's like the...
20 seconds on the clock.
Shit. Hold on, I will figure it out.
It's not the Bahamas. It's not Barbados.
Yeah, man, it's so shitty. I know what it is. The planes just nosedive right into it. Yeah. The Bermuda Triangle. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, thank God. Nice.
You were allowed
nice.
To say triangle?
No, you said triangle.
I did.
I said
the first
shape.
Word you said.
Give me a shape.
You're just in
yes.
It. Great, oh, great work.
Nice,
great work.
Nice.
That was a lot of fun.
I think it's time to dip into the chips.
Yeah.
Thank God we're starting. Yeah. We didn't eat anything.
Okay, so we haven't revealed the chips yet.
To each other?
To
no,
you.
To you.
Oh, great.
To us.
Excellent. You want us to guess what they are?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I imagine. Can I make some guesses?
None of them are, like, shrimp flavored.
Oh, yeah, he's allergic to shrimp. Does that mean anything?
Nope.
Okay, great.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, good thing I asked.
But there might not be any prawns in this, is the thing.
That's bizarre.
Because there's seasoning. Yeah. I think you're good. Okay, so you know what one of them is.
Or do you?
Should I just tell you?
No, don't.
This is a safety issue. Prawn cocktail.
Let me see, prawn cocktail. Look at that.
Let's look at the ingredients together.
Prawn cocktail seasoning.
Flavoring, sugar, salt, glucose, acid, potassium, dried yeast, dried onion, tomato powder, sweetener.
Hey, y'all, suitable for vegetarians. You're good.
I have quite the lawsuit on my hands. If I do blow up.
Wait,
you know?
With us or with Walkers? Because that's going to change.
With Walkers. Not with you. Not with you.
Yeah, we'll sue the Chip podcast for everything they're worth.
Okay, well.
Okay,
so
should we crack these puppies
open? Crack it open. Crack it open. Yeah.
Do you not find it shocking how similar the Walkers logo is
to Lay's?
Highly conspiratorial.
Conspiracy.
It seems like they're the same company. Okay.
Okay.
I'll do one first.
Give it a whiff.
Well, it doesn't smell like shrimp at all. It smells like barbecue.
Mm. Oh, okay.
It smells to me like ketchup chips.
Yeah, it smells like ketchup chips.
I haven't smelled it
yet.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to... Don't show us another one.
No, I'm not showing you.
I'm going to try this?
Well, let's all do a chip cheers.
Let's do a chip cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having us.
Mmm. Ketchup chips.
Ketchup chips.
No. No.
No. But not far
but
off.
This is
yeah, I don't taste any sort of like
there's no
shrimp.
Seafood,
there's no shrimp in there.
This type of
no.
Well, it's because
very
you know
vinegary.
What it is.
This marinara
is,
sauce.
We're not tasting shrimp. We're tasting the dipping sauce. This is salt and vinegar plus horseradish.
Mm-hmm. But you got a good palate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really, but I do love chips. Holy shit. These chips are great.
Yeah, they are good.
And actually, this would be a good chip to have mixed with certain types of meals. Like, this would be a great chip to eat with hamburgers.
Okay, yes. Back to Amy's
almost,
question.
Almost feels a little bit like mustard and ketchup on that chip.
Yeah.
Slightly.
What can you do to eat more of these?
Yeah.
Because I'm a guy who's eaten tons and tons of chips. So one, if you have some type of dairy-based dip, you can go forever.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat them forever. It's ridiculous. Get one of the old school massive tubs of hell of a good dip, and so long as you are not worried about, you know, consuming 5,000-6,000 calories in one sitting,
don't think about it.
Yeah,
you could easily eat an entire or two entire bags of chips with that thing
of
hell of a good dip.
Okay, so the second one, we should definitely do the blind taste test. Though,
are we even going to get to look at the chip beforehand?
No.
Okay, fine.
Nah.
Ooh, I will say this is a smelly chip.
Ooh. Yep.
I'm very interested by this.
Oh, wow.
I like
smells,
chips.
You know.
So just dip your hands in.
Do we get to smell it
there?
First?
Yeah, yeah, give it a whiff. Give it a whiff.
Okay. Shoot.
Shoot.
Okay.
I've got a guess.
Guess
already.
That snack.
Yeah, take this away.
I would guess already it's potato wedges.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, loaded potato skins, 100%.
Final answer?
It has a sour cream and onion look. Chives is in the title.
Ooh.
Okay.
I can't get off of
potato wedges. It seems like baked
smells
potato.
Like, it.
Like loaded potato skins.
Yeah, loaded
skins.
Baked potato.
Okay.
I get the cheddar. I get the chives, the
cheddar,
sour cream.
Cheddar's in it.
Cheddar and chive, mm-hmm. In. Wedge, probably in.
You sound like Gordon Ramsay. Cheddar, chive, in. So I'm totally with you. This feels like a loaded baked potato. It's a really great quality chip. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
The cheddar's in there so big.
Of
I mean,
course.
It could
and
be
the
cheddar
chive.
Something.
Finger foods, right?
Could be like cheddar cheese sticks or something like that.
But I've had those mozzarella cheese stick chips, and they're different than this mm-hmm. because they have a marinara flavor to them. These don't. I think it's a loaded baked potato.
It all boils down to how do you eat your loaded baked potato. And if it's by the fingerful?
No, that's just it. Like, nobody does. It's ridiculous. You have to eat it with a knife and fork.
Yeah, it's a one-handed snack. I'll say that.
There's something else we're missing.
Obviously. We have to go with our heart. We reach in. We grab something with our hand. And
it's a one-handed snack.
Our guess is the vague space between
Sour cream and cheddar.
That's like nacho, like the ingredients of nacho chips mixed with nacho fries. Yes.
Mm.
That's our guess.
Deconstructed nacho fries.
Yes.
Okay.
How close are we?
The answer is not far.
However, you did name it.
Yeah, you were on the nose.
Skipped right over it.
Mozzarella sticks and marinara sauce.
That's bullshit because I've eaten these chips before. Show me the bag. I have eaten an entire bag of these with Jay. We ate the whole bag. It is not these chips.
All right.
They are these chips.
You're a little tricksters. Both of you. This is a conspiracy theory. Swapping out the bag. Jay and I have eaten these chips together before.
I don't know why that you keep shelling that as a point.
But it's just crazy that we've had these chips and that...
Together.
Together.
That's the crazy part. These are all great chips. I'm having a great time.
Me too. Great work, guys. Because you were able to stump us with chips that we had both eaten
together. No less.
Sorella. So anyway, let's talk about these chips because I actually think there's a lot to go on. One, they don't taste like marinara sauce.
No.
What do you guys feel about chips that are like food item like flavored?
Meal. I give them a huge thumbs up.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because they're bridging the gap between art and science. They're letting people know, okay, expect this, but experience that.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, every single time that a product can do that, you are winning.
The first one that like made me think, wow, science is crazy with chips right now, is the cheeseburger-flavored Doritos.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Did you guys have any urban legends or conspiracy theories that you really believed as a kid that maybe you've grown out of?
I believed in God.
Yeah, that's one. The time where I believed in God.
Like, very seriously. Like
I went to a Christian camp, a summer camp.
Oh, well, was your...
Just once, but I got brainwashed. I was fully brainwashed. They had me reading the Bible for months after it.
Oh my God.
Underlining things. I was into it.
Sleepover camp? Paper?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like sleepover camp in general just does something weird to you, I think.
Yeah.
And you're just like sucked into something. Mm-hmm. You can't leave.
They used to like sit us down for these sort of presentations where they would like do these little scenes.
Was it Minioi?
Camp Minioi.
Yeah. I have a way deeper story than that. I went to Christian camp for like 13 years straight.
Whoa.
Holy.
Not to Minioi, to a camp called Ontario Pioneer Camp.
Was that a Christian? Is it?
Hardcore.
Do they cram it down your throat, though?
Pioneer
Camp was
like...
Where they have Bible study part of
the day. Dude, it was way more Christian than the camp that you went to. This was like a militant Christian camp.
Oh, wow. Oh my God. Whoa. Wait, did
your parents say their parents aren't really religious?
No, not on the surface. And I don't know that they are personally either. Again, I don't actually know, but a friend of my dad's sent their kids, and I'm telling you, the camp was like the best experience of my life. I loved it.
Yeah.
But it was really, really great instruction because I think biblical stories and even like biblical myths are really important.
Totally.
They define our society in so many amazing ways. So I love that I learned all that stuff. And I actually didn't find it creepy at all. And I liked the idea of being like, oh yeah, God is real. And then being like, wait a minute, maybe God's not real. And actually going through that as a young adult was really a powerful experience for me.
Well, we had like moments with our counselor as we're all sort of in our bunks and we'd be asking him all these questions that we're trying to debunk it. Like all these obvious questions. Like, well, you know, if a God is real, like how come he would send me to hell if I'm just questioning if he's real? Like, and he had to sort of like maneuver around us like 12-year-olds.
And that dude was only like 16 years old.
I know.
Yeah, and he had all the answers.
I know, it's funny, eh?
So we also have another game. It's like a newlyweds game, but it's for best friends.
Gotcha.
We're just going to say it out loud, and you can't...
This is heaven.
You can't alter your responses after you hear
so,
someone else.
Question one. What is your best friend's favorite movie snack?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I can do Jay's.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just say it out loud.
Yeah,
right?
Say it out loud, yeah.
Yeah, okay, Glossette peanuts.
Yeah, that's it.
Correct. Nice. Okay, Jay for Matt.
Popcorn with all the seasoning all over it. Lex's fingers clean.
I'm brutal with this. So what I do is I'll go buy a thing of popcorn, load it with butter. I'll get them to give me a tray, the cardboard tray, and I'll dump half of it in that. I'll ask for two flavor packages, normally ketchup and sour cream.
Where do they give you flavor packages?
Anywhere I go.
Cineplex?
What?
He'll source it out. He'll find
it. I find it. And then I load it. Then I buy a thing of peanut M&Ms, and I put those in it too.
Crunchy
Nuts.
Oh
thing
my
up.
God.
And
so
now
beautiful.
I've got a thing of regular popcorn with no flavor and the most like intense, like a souffle. Ketchup, butter, popcorn, and peanut M&Ms, and I'm just going to town.
People are literally like inhaling the flavor dust around him.
I've been
that's
called
like a
out.
4DX movie, but like you are providing the extra sensory stuff.
Oh, no kidding. And it and the moving chairs, it's five.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you guys go.
Popcorn.
Poutine.
Poutine is your movie snack?
I get it from Outtakes.
That is such total bullshit. You're lying. That's
no,
not a movie
no,
snack at
no.
all. My friend Mitch, who's the bass player in the Bourne Ruffians, and I have a going competition as to who can eat a poutine's more. And whenever we go to poutine's, we take a photograph of ourselves eating the poutine, and we send it to one another.
Mm.
And
who's
that's
winning?
So great, man.
I'm killing
nice
him. I'm killing
really?
Him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. But we both eat poutine's alone
yeah.
in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we don't tell anybody but one another.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
That's
really I love that connection.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
So good basis for a friendship. Okay. So next question. What is one trait of yours that annoys your best friend the most?
So I need to guess what Jay
is
going to
say about you.
But this is so crazy because I could name 100 things, and what he's going to say, that's the most?
That you have to choose the one that's the most. Yeah. That's the name of the game.
Yeah. Okay, should we go first?
Yeah, you guys go first.
I know what mine is.
I think I know what annoys me you about me. Me about you. Okay just great. Go for it.
When I touch anything, I make a really dramatic noise when it doesn't hurt that much.
That's actually, what I was going to say is not that. I was going to say that when you, like, stub your finger, you go, "Yowch!"
Yeah.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
But you just
such nerds. I can't believe you got that.
No. That, you know, really annoys
you. And you did the same thing to me because you did retaliation, and now you do the same thing, and now it's the thing that annoys us the most about each other is the same thing.
That's true.
Yes.
But my retaliation is that whenever you touch me lightly, I'll pretend to start crying.
Yeah. Which is equally bad. Yeah. So annoying.
That's pretty funny, though.
It's very irritating.
You
for
guys
people.
Had the exact same thing for one another?
And for one another.
Brutal.
This is getting really, this is getting kind of gross.
So surface level, like, this is not deep, like,
yeah, I know.
Jada,
it's been so funny.
We
literally have made two shows together, two movies in a weird way. Like, we know each other so well. And we've been with one another at our worst times.
Yeah.
This is a joke.
But doesn't that say something about our friendship that those really deep things don't affect us at all?
And also, you know, do you guys live together?
We did for years and years and years when we made the original series.
Okay. We've lived together for like 8 years. So.
Well, Jay and I lived together for about 8 years.
Okay, fine. But okay.
My guess.
Oh, yeah.
I think the most annoying is that I am always trying to get out of taking responsibility for having done something that you view as, like, truly evil or like, really manipulative, and I find some way to not, or to just dodge it.
Yeah, it's just slippery.
Yeah, it's slippery, yeah. That's got to be it.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know what? So, like, Matt would maybe finally do something where I can be like, you know what, I can tell you exactly where you went wrong here, and I want you to be accountable for it. But then he would he's got this beautiful way of articulating his way out of it. And all of a sudden, when he gets a little grip on that and gets some traction, he starts turning it on me.
I can climb the whole mountain.
He starts turning it on me like, oh, and so what did you mean by that? Now that I have the traction, now the finger's pointing at you, and all of a sudden I'm the bad guy. So not only is he satisfied with getting out of trouble, now he wants to hurt me back. That is absolutely
I have
true.
It. Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. Thank God. I can't even think of something for the other.
Well, it's sort of the same thing. It's like, well, why is Jay having a problem with this?
Yeah.
I can't empathize with what Jay's doing.
Yeah, you got it exactly. Yeah. That is 100%. It's like when Jay's got an issue with something.
Oh, Jay's got an issue with something? I don't want to hear about it. He shouldn't have an issue about that.
Yeah.
I don't even want to hear about it.
Yes, that annoys me the most.
I think because we've known each other for so long, and we hold each other to such high standards, we need each other to be sort of like the top bar to reach.
Yes.
So when you don't have like my sort of approval, or if I'm disagreeing with you and you're thinking,
you think it's
really wrong.
Yeah, it's painful. Yeah. Either of these issues are never so bad that we aren't able to, like, get the thing done and move on.
Right.
It's just that that's...
Well, we learned.
We still have those battles, though, all
totally.
The time. This exact issue. I'm starting to chase the marinara in these. It's so fucking crazy that we didn't know what these were.
Stop eating all the chips.
They're so good.
No, okay. Go at it. Go at it.
Be careful.
I started this by saying I'm addicted to chips. I love chips.
Another difficult one. What animal would your best friend choose to be if they could be an animal?
I think Jay would choose to be a cat.
You got an obvious one wrong.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, Jay would choose to be a bird. Yeah, what am I saying? I knew that. Okay, what do you think I would be? I got my answer in my head.
Do you?
Yep.
Snake?
What's funny? What's funny?
There's a theme here. I mean, I'm
no,
rolling
I
with
wouldn't
the want theme.
To be a snake. It's awful.
You're quite nice, actually.
It's a cold-blooded reptile.
Sneak around some trees.
I wouldn't want to be a fox.
You know what? I was going to say fox. That was my second.
Because they're very tricky, and they're always getting chickens.
And as we know from your earlier discussion, you are a tricky trickster.
He's quick. He's
tricky
quick
little
like
trickster.
A fox.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
From you snaking out of your...
Snaking?
I mean...
Snaking. We said foxing. Okay, what would you guys want to be?
Elephant.
Yes. Based on the fact that elephants are really smart and...
Gentle giants,
yeah.
In general.
You would want to be... This is so easy, a meerkat.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I was thinking...
I never thought of that before in my life. You're playing a game.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's not wrong.
You're that kind of right that it was right after the fact.
Which one song most accurately sums up your friendship? Oh, my God. I know what ours is.
Oh, yeah. All right. It's so easy for us.
Go for it.
He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
Yeah.
Somebody recently told us this answer. Do you
right.
remember?
Our friendship.
Ours is
Axel F.
Crazy Frog.
Crazy Frog.
Sing it.
Bing 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 ba ba ba
bum 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 ba dum bum 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 ba dum bum 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 ba dum ba dum.
You know
it? Yeah, of course. I know
Axel
F.
Okay.
It was a hit.
Axel F.
It's our karaoke song. It's a duet also. Anyway, goes deep. Our final question for you guys is, can you guess what the winner chip is of your best friend? And this is like kind of the nail in the coffin of who wins.
We're just going to go out on a bang.
Oh, that's really, really smart. So I know 100% for sure that Jay prefers this prawn cocktail chip.
And yeah, I guess it's prawn for Matt, too.
I'm going to guess for you, it's prawn cocktail.
I'm going to guess for you, prawn cocktail as well.
On the count of three, should we all reveal our trick
and
up
we'll
our sleeve?
We'll all say it at once. Ready?
Yeah.
Three, one, two,
prawn
cocktails. What?
I said Ruffles.
Wow.
You like the marinara?
It might be just because a lingering taste is in my mouth. Mm. And that's the one I'm thinking about.
There's only one winner.
It's a fight
so
to the
either
death.
You assimilate or you gotta
assimilate
leave.
Or die.
Yeah. Okay, let me... Ooh, I'm having one more prawn.
No,
the cocktail
it's the
sauce.
It's the seasoning.
Goes.
Okay, you know what? I just
yes.
haven't had it for a while. It's the best one.
Yes.
You guys are such cheaters.
All right, come on.
Yeah,
take it easy.
Let's
just have a fun time
dignity.
Talking about chips.
Dignity.
Thank you so much for joining us.
We had a great time.
Really, it was probably the best time I've ever had on a podcast ever in my life. Beyond that, it's the most fun interview we've ever done, and those we've done dozens and dozens, probably hundreds of.
Yeah.
Mm. That's fantastic to hear. We are your hosts.
Zoe Robertson.
And Sophia LaPage. Our special guests were...
Matt Johnson.
And Jay McCarroll.
Special thanks to Eggplant Pictures and Sounds for hosting this podcast.
And our beautiful audio engineer,
Deanna
Didi
Morano.
This is a Sumo Audio production.
Our theme song is by Fez Gielen.
Bum, 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 bum.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Oh, if you want to check out another podcast that's really amazing... It's
hook, line, and sinker.
Called
Trampoline Hall.
Do it.
Another Sumo Audio podcast.
Thank you and goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.